Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, so bis Perig Zayin, Mishnah Beis. Hamadir es Ishtoi, this person made a nether, made a vow, Shaloi Sitaim Echad Mikala Peres, that his wife should not taste a certain type of a peri. What? He did such a terrible thing, Yaitzi. If she demands a divorce, he's going to have to give it to her. And v'yitin k'suba p'yadr k'suba. Stop. Again, problem over here. What did we say in the previous Mishnah? I can make a neder to Aser, let's say, my pen on myself. Let's say I have an apple, I can make a neder, this apple is Aser to me. I could even make a neder that this apple is Aser to you. I can't take your apple and say it's Aser to you. So what does this mean? How does he Aser his wife that she could never eat apples? She can never eat tangerines, whatever it was over here. She gets a hold of her apple. It's her apple. I can't answer it. So the Gemara says, what are we talking about over here? He didn't make the nether. She made the nether. She said, apples are usher to me. All apples. Or one of the payers. So what do I want from him? A husband could stop a wife's nether. All he has to do is to say, Mufralach. He's made for the nether. The only thing is, if the husband, after hearing the neder, lets the day go by and he's not made for the neder is chal, the neder takes effect. Or if the husband says to start with, yes, I want this neder, the neder takes effect. He's mekayim the neder. So what happened over here? He hears his wife saying, she answers this payer on herself. If he was a good husband, he should have right away said, what are you doing? Why are you causing yourself pain? Mufralach, I'm taking you out of that neder. He didn't. He let it stick. It's almost half. He's smiling. Oh, my wife got herself into trouble. Good. Let her suffer. It's not what he says. But because he's not helping her, it's almost what he says. And therefore, the din is yoytzi v'yitin k'suba. Not like in the last Mishnah, we wait 30 days. No, right away. Yoytzi v'yitin k'suba. So there's a machloikus in the Rishonim. What exactly is the avua? What did the husband do wrong over here? Everybody agrees what he did wrong, and we're soon going to see how strict we are with him, is that your wife got herself into trouble, and you could have gotten her out of trouble with just saying Mufralach. And you decided, no, she wants to suffer, let her suffer. So some say, that's the sheet of the Rajba and the Ritva, that he didn't just stay quiet, and automatically the neder went into effect. He said, yeah, I'm Makayim the neder. You said it? Don't rely on me to get you out of it. No, the neder is going to be chal. You won't be able to eat that peri. These were Shinem hold. He wasn't that bad. He just stayed quiet. And automatically the nether falls into effect. He could say, I forgot. I was going to be Mefer and I forgot. So it's not so bad. But some are Shinem like the Meiri and the Ran say, you know what our Mishnah is talking about? It doesn't make a difference. Could be he was so bad that he said, yeah, I'm a Kayim the nether. Yeah, suffer. Or even if he says, okay, I'm not doing anything. Let the nether fall into place. It's not an excuse to say, oh, I forgot to be made for the nether. If you really felt your wife's pain and you wanted to help her, you don't forget these things. If you were in pain, you wouldn't forget it. You would have been made for the nether before the deadline. You can't be made for your own nether. But if you would have felt your wife's pain like your own pain, you wouldn't have forgotten, say these Rishonim. Either way, we are so upset at this man for not being made for the nether, or rather, we understand that the woman has a right to be so upset at her husband for not being made for the nether, that? Zok de Mishnah Vaiter. Yoitzi v'yitin k'suba, if she wants to get, she goes out and she gets her k'suba. Rabbi Huda says, be Yisrael, she's an Eshes Yisrael, yoim echad. Where worse comes to worse, even if he gives her a get, he can take her back afterwards, he can remarry her. So yoim echad, if the nether was intended for only one day, yikayim, okay, for one day she can live with a person who acted so rude. But Shnayim, if it was intended to last 2 days, Yoitzi v'yitin k'suba. He has to divorce her, again, if she wants, and give her a k'suba. V'kohenes, so she's the wife of a kohen, so it's at the point of no return. If he divorces her, he cannot take her back. A kohen cannot marry a grusha, even his own grusha. So Shnayim, he can stay in the marriage. Shnayim yikayim. That's if the nether was only for 2 days. But Shloisha? She had to live with this for 3 days? Yoitzi v'yitin k'suba. She has a right to demand a divorce, and he has to pay her ksuba. Where are we being more strict? In the first Mishnah or the second Mishnah? What was the first Mishnah? First Mishnah, this husband obviously got very angry. He said, and I make a neder, my wife shouldn't have any anah from me. Oy vey, what do we do now? So we say, okay, up to 30 days. We'll work out an arrangement. Somebody will give her parnasa. As we explained, it means the extra parnasa. More than 30 days? She'll be embarrassed. Some third party has to give her what she's asking for. Yoytzi v'yitin ksuba. Kumt Reb Yehuda, he says, okay, in Eishas Yisrael, we'll wait a month into the second day. In Eishas Kayin, we'll wait 3 months. In our Mishnah, what do we learn here? Mishnah Beis. He didn't make the neder. He didn't go into a rage and say, I asked her, my wife, to have an offer from me. No, didn't happen. She got upset about something or whatever was bothering her, and she went and made this neder to ask her one type of peri. And all the husband did was he just sat back and did not get her out of the problem. He could have been made for the neder. He didn't. But here we're being much more strict. We're not saying a month. We're not saying for an Eishes Kayin 3 months. We're saying, according to the Tanakhama, right away, Yoytzi v'yitin ksuba, she doesn't have to live with this at all. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Eishes Yisrael, one day. The neder was intended to last 2 days, then he has to divorce her. Eishes Kayin, okay. He can keep her if the neder was for 2 days, but 3 days, she wants, he has to send her out and give her a ksuba. He has to give her a get and give her a ksuba. How could it be? We're so much more strict over here. He's not even the one that made the neder. She made the neder. He just didn't do anything to stop it. So the Tosfos Yom Tov brings over here, I think, B'Shem the Ran, one of the other Rishonim, a fascinating insight into human nature. And I want you to understand this because it's so important. It's so important if you want to really have friends and serious relationships in life. In the first Mishnah, he went into a rage. He got angry. He lost it. He made a mistake. And he said something like we sometimes do when we get very, very angry. We say things that makes no sense. You tell your brother, I'll never, ever, ever let you into my room again. Okay, you don't really mean that. Baruch Hashem, you didn't make a neder. But your brother thinks, okay, he's going to calm down. I'll be in his room. Don't worry about it. You got angry. He got so angry, he answered his anah on her. Okay, she figures he'll calm down. Everything will be okay. But here, he's not angry. She initiates the neder. She gets upset about something. That's usually what triggers a neder. Or she's sad and she says, I'll never eat this peri again. I ask her this peri, she says. You have to ask her the peri. That's the neder. And he's sitting there. He's not angry at all. But he sees his wife is in trouble. He just, ta-ram, as if nothing happens. You know, you could help her. Okay, I don't have to help her. This is much worse. It's much, much worse. This shows a terrible, terrible flaw in his character. A terrible lack of an appreciation and an understanding for someone else. You don't want to help someone else when you can? She has a right to say to start with, almost to start with, that I can't live with such a person. You know what we have to learn from this? How important it is if you can help a friend that you help a friend. Sometimes a boy can say, oh, I would never yell, scream at someone. Yeah. What if you can help a friend and you don't? That could be a lot worse. Not that a person's allowed to get angry, but at least when he gets angry, the anger subsides, it goes down. Okay, he asks mechila, it goes back to normal. But if it's not anger, if it's a way of life, that you don't care for someone, that, our Mishnah tells us, is much more intolerable.